Bomasu masu, yes, I say, yeah, baby, if you are the boy, by night. Papa, you swear, boy, me now. Yeah, dada, me, give me, see, one of you, bomasu masu. Yes, I say, yeah, baby, if you are the boy, by night.
Hola, bienvenidos al segundo episodio de ¿Qué pasa Midwest? I'm Paola Marisan.
Y yo soy Prisma López Marín. Welcome to the second episode of What's Up Midwest, a bilingual show full of culture and interesting stories, historias interesantes, y temas que impactan nuestras comunidades. These topics are designed to be a conversation and a cultural bridge between diverse communities and immigrants seeking their own version of the American dream.
O será que ya no hay un sueño americano. Esto es un melting pot de gente chévere and borderless spiritual music with a reflection of the Latino diaspora and the meaning of Latinoamericanismo. Smell like cilantro and sofrito the first time I heard about politics. The bachata always playing in the background in my grandmother's kitchen. Recuerdo estar en la cocina de mi abuela in the Dominican Republic, and like in many other Latino countries at the time, it was a turmoil of politics. Mis tías, my aunts, Thelma and Lidisi, cutting onions talking about the latest debate. Mi mamá, my mother, paying close attention to what my grandmother had to say. In Latinoamérica, women often influence who wins the race.
Así mismo es, Paola, no es solo cosa del pasado. A recent study by the City University of New York shows that the growing trend among the nation's estimated 27 million eligible Hispanic voters is the increasing number of Latina women stepping up to the ballot box. As we mentioned earlier, the number of Hispanic eligible voters has increased by 4 million since 2012, and the Hispanic share of eligible voters in several key battleground states like Arizona, Florida, and Nevada has also gone up.
So, will the Latina vote sway this election? Here are the thoughts of two young professional Latinas who grew up baking tres leches over political chit-chat and who will cast their votes this year.
My name is Estefania Solorza-Wiry.
Hi, I'm Susana Solorza.
Okay. Are you guys related?
We're sisters.
Our mom makes cakes for La Campirana and brought the recipe from her hometown, Chihuahua. So
originally we're from El Paso, Texas, but all our family comes from Chihuahua, Mexico. My mom was from this little town called Anahuac, and my dad, all of his relatives are from Chihuahua as well. So I think we would consider both of ourselves Mexican-American. I'm very proudly Mexican-American, both. I think as Mexican-Americans, as young people, I guess just as youth in general, to step up and say, you know what, if we don't like what we're hearing, then let's do something about it. And this is a great opportunity to show that when going either to vote, showing up and different events like this and making your voice known, showing the general populace that we are here, we are positively here, and hopefully that plays out in a positive way.
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que se rumora en la cocina? At Fiesta Evansville, under a blue tarp, and surrounded by calderos de aceite, cooking pots, Marisa Caballo and her daughter from Peru prepared pupusas to sell. Marisa is not eligible to vote this election year, but she feels strongly who should win this presidential race.
Así, ahorita está pues los candidatos, ¿no? Hillary Clinton y Donald Trump, que, bueno, para mi parecer, tienen muchas contradicciones, ¿no? Y a lo mejor sería Hillary Clinton porque, bueno, ella no discrimina a los latinos. Entonces, me parece que no va a haber tanto problema con ella.
According to a Greenberg-Quinlan-Rosner research, the majority of Latinos like Marisa believe Hillary Clinton is a better option for immigrants. Y aunque Latinas express strong favorable feelings for the Democratic Party, others believe Donald Trump has more to offer.
Chicago-born with a German-Hispanic background, Republican Kitty Merkley is running for Dubois County Treasurer. She believes the Republican Party has a responsive approach that can make a difference for all communities.
While I feel like this year, maybe more so than any other year, has captured the nation's attention, there are two totally different candidates, one who is being accused of crimes, which we have yet to find out if are true or not, and one who is known for speaking his mind and usually not in the best way. So I think that this is going to be a very interesting election year, and I'm anxious to see what the outcome will be either way. Locally, I'm very concerned with our budget deficit and how we manage to balance it without hurting the 300 county employees and the 42,000 plus taxpayers. Nationally, I'm really concerned about funding for education and how we maintain our status as one of the top educators in the world when funding keeps dwindling. I'm also very concerned about insurance costs skyrocketing out of control and people not being able to afford insurance. So those are a couple of the things that really concern me. I feel like Republicans are very concerned with taxpayer dollars and how to use them to benefit everyone in the most effective and efficient way. They're also responsive and willing to work with all to make a difference and to help everyone live in a much safer, better country.
The research showed that 13% of Latinas support building a fence along the border with Mexico, while strong majorities favor policies that would not only allow undocumented immigrants to stay in the country and gain legal residence status, but also provide a path to citizenship.
Una de esas Latinas es Arcea Zapata. Arcea grew up in Colombia, un país con mucho conflicto político, a country where the years at war surpassed the years at peace. For her, voting is a privilege she plans to exercise in hopes of creating new goals for girls.
It's wonderful to know that group that you belong, in this case Latina women, have made an important influence in this country. And now it's time to say, here we are and we count. And even though this year is a very difficult year as far as the way the elections are going, all the way everything is being handled, we Latino have an important job, and it's to say, here we are, we count, we're going to vote. I believe that one of the candidates, I don't understand how that person got there. I don't think I have any doubt. I think I'm doing the right thing. And I also believe that there are historical things in life that are important. And in my case, because I've decided to vote for a woman, I think it would be a good example for women.
Hay muchas opiniones divididas en este clima político, pero el sueño americano une a esos lejos de casa.
That's right, Paola. Besides the many political opinions among immigrants, the American dream continues to bond the borderless. Escuchemos.
To be an American is to have pride in your country. To be an American is to take pride in your successes. To be an American is to have respect for yourself and your country. To be an American is to take pride in who you're, in how you've been raised by your parents. And I think the American dream has been shown to me by my parents. My dad came from Ecuador, and I think he achieved the American dream. He's not super rich or anything, but I think he's valuable. And I think if you show your value and your true potential to others and really push yourself to your limit, that's the American dream.
Wow. El sueño americano, bueno, es conseguir una residencia en este país desarrollado, ¿no? Para estudiar o para trabajar, que se siente seguridad, porque en nuestros países la inseguridad está terrible. Hay orden y respeto, lo que no hay en nuestros países.
I think the typical American dream is be ourselves and have all the freedom to do all the things to achieve your dream. No matter what the dream is, you can be, you can study more, you can establish the companies,
Pues el sueño americano es cuando no estás aquí, cuando estás en tu país. Y lo que hacemos mucho es tratar de traer nuestra familia aquí porque la vida aquí es mejor. Si tuviera yo una vida mejor en mi país, no estuviera aquí. Y no escuchara yo hablar del sueño americano.
When you have a dream, America is the best place where you can fulfill your dream. Because it's a country where everything is possible. This is why America is great. Because you can receive the paper saying that you are an American, but if you don't share the values which were at the building of this nation by the founders, I think you are not an American.
That was son of Ecuadorian immigrant Hans Bernabe, Marisa Caballo del Peru, Gwen McDonald from China, Pascual Tiburcio de Mexico, and Serge Pacompre from Africa.
So it's evident that in fact there is a common theme among the American dreamers.
Así es, Prisma. La familia siempre va primero. Family is a driving force even when you're far from them. Something we'll explore more closely in future episodes of ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
Samantha Horton, Steve Berger, and Maria Thomas help produce this segment. Soy Prisma López Marín.
Y yo, Paola Marisán. No te vayas.